welcome back to the Prep Rally podcast. It's another week of basketball here in Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley. I'm your host, Sydney Ruth Mulvannon.
I'm Graham Thomas. Leland Barclay joins us in the River Valley. And Leland, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm a little dismayed, disappointed. I mean, I know cheating goes on in sports. I mean, we go back to the 1919 Black Sox, of course, in baseball.
Wow.
In the steroid era. Of course, the Astros took sign stealing to another level. You know, basketball point shaving through the years. Football, we have, you know, Deflategate and things. I just never thought that I would see cheating in Olympic curling. So I'm just very disappointed today.
I don't know where that was headed from the get-go.
And I certainly think that certainly taints Canada's gold medal win.
Well, you know what? You know, we proved in hockey who's dominant there. So I think that's what really matters at the end of the day.
I just want to know, you know, does Team USA cover the guy's dental bill? You know, he took a high stick to the mouth and lost two teeth and then hits the game-winning shot. I mean,
You know what? The dentist here got Jack Hughes covered, okay?
Got to fix the guy's grill, you know?
Yeah. Jack even said it himself. He said, you know, he trusts the dentist here and they'll get him patched up.
Yeah, speaking of curling, though, I've always thought, Leland, you might be pretty good at curling. Like I think you could just see it differently than other folks might. You'd be able to.
Well, it reminds me of my old days of playing shuffleboard.
Oh, we should make a Prep Rally curling team.
or a shuffleboard.
It's fun. Or the beanbag toss.
No, I'm not to the age of shuffleboarding yet. No offense, you guys.
People make fun of the curling. I enjoy watching it. I love how intense it is.
I mean, I did see that cheating, though. It's hard to miss it. He literally gave it like a push at the end.
I think it taints the gold medal.
It does.
Sadly, the Winter Olympics are over, and now all we have left is the Prep Rally to get us through the doldrums of February.
Yes, but we can say that USA dominated the winter sports. We love our teams. We love our athletes.
Well, that's great. That's a great segue.
Yeah.
So it was another exciting week in the 6A West, Sydney, and very timely on the part of Prep Rally with some timely guests. If you haven't gone and watched the interview with Landon Price that Sydney and he, that was really quite entertaining. He's very tall and you're not. So that's
fine. You know, I remember a prayer I made when I was a kid and I asked God to be 5'7". Well, I'm 5'3", but when I wear heels, I'm 5'7". So,
well, and Landon's what, about 6'4". And that was very entertaining. And no doubt that inspired him to do what happened Friday night when Bentonville West hosted Bentonville. You know, and rather than tell you about it, why not just show you? And as you see, you know, Landon Price hits the game-winning shot for Bentonville West for a 48-45 6A West Conference win over Bentonville. Pandemonium at Wolverine Arena. And, you know, the Wolverines completed the sweep of the Tigers in the season series. What an exciting, you know, Leland likes to talk about how, you know, they love buzzer beaters down the River Valley. Well, doggone it, we like them in Northwest Arkansas, too.
I mean, it was exciting because, like you were saying, we had Landon Price in studio. Go check out that episode that we have on the Democrat Gazette YouTube page or our Facebook. But it was kind of exciting just talking to him about the game and what the senior night means to him. And I mean, to be that final shot on senior night, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and Drake Tidwell with the huge pass across the midcourt line. You know, he caught the ball and took a couple dribbles and let it fly.
But you can't convince me otherwise. That's such a Troy Bolton shot to make. If you haven't seen our episode, we asked Landon if Troy Bolton is a good representation of basketball players. I think so. And so I'm like, how can you not be thinking about Troy when you hit a shot like that?
So there's some confessions here.
Do you know who Troy Bolton is?
I do not.
That's sad. Leland, do you know who Troy Bolton is?
No.
Ugh. Which movie are we referencing here?
High School Musical. Have you guys seen it? Are you kidding me right now?
Have you seen Blue Chips or?
Blue Chips?
Oh, yeah. That's the one with Shaq and Penny Hardaway and.
The only good basketball movies are High School Musical and Coach Carter. Can't tell me otherwise.
Oh, gosh. Hoosiers. That's the best with Gene Hackman. I mean, and Layla just like stone faced over there. Like,
he's like,
Sydney, I challenge you to watch Hoosiers and get back to me about what the best basketball movie is.
No, I'll stick with High School Musical.
Leland, please chime in here. I'm dying.
I have nothing to say about High School Musicals.
That's how you know he said musicals.
Oh, is it singular?
Yeah.
Well, there is like a 1, 2, and a 3, isn't there?
Yeah, there's 3 of them.
Well, the good news, Sydney, is at least Landon knew what you were talking about. So
yeah, that's true. And he was like,
"There's 3 of them." See, I missed the first 2. So what's the sense in jumping in on number 3?
Number 3 is their senior year, and so it's like them winning the state championship game, and it's all about them growing up. It's
another great movie about high school basketball is Teen Wolf. Remember that one with Michael J. Fox, Leland?
Oh, absolutely.
I know the Teen Wolf with Dylan O'Brien. I don't know what y'all
are talking
about.
Hey, Michael J. Fox had some hops.
Hey, I mean, I know Michael J. Fox.
He
okay?
turned into the wolf and turned those guys into winners. I mean, you know, this is the conversation we needed Rick Fiers here for, to talk about Teen Wolf and Hoosiers. And because I bet he hasn't seen High School Musical either.
I don't see it.
Okay, so great win for Bentonville West. They have another big week coming up. They can potentially earn maybe the number 3 seed in the conference. They they kind of hit a little bit of a little down in the dumps part of their schedule, but now they're back and they're feeling good about things. So, another good one from Friday night was the duel in Fayetteville between Springdale High and Fayetteville, and the Fayetteville girls win in overtime. What a great kind of scoring. Can you top this game of between Peyton Cottle and Charlene Hudson, two of the better players in the 6A West? And, from a just a really great high school basketball game, Scotty Bordelon was there for us and wrote a really good story about it. But, those two kids are very different. You know, Peyton Cottle is very tall, about 6 foot. Charlene Hudson is, well, probably in that 5'4 range, but they're so effective scoring the ball. It just made for a great game, Sydney. And then there were just great games all over the place. Leland had an exciting night, or exciting week, I should say. You saw really good ones with Alma and Siloam on Tuesday, and then maybe the more entertaining on Friday with Greenwood and Siloam Springs, from a just everything else that was going on perspective. So, Leland, I'll just let you take it away, son.
I don't even know where to start. Of course, you know, thank you to the Siloam Springs cheerleader for providing the first. And then, of course, district tournaments going on. 5A West is, winding down to the last week in the 6A West. Regional start for classes 4, 3, 2, and 1A. So, man, it's basketball season's winding down, and a lot to be played for this coming week. About half of the teams in the smaller classifications are done after this week, 5A and 6A. About half of those teams are done. Regionals, even more teams before they advance to the state tournament. So certainly an exciting time of the year. And I guarantee you talk about buzzer beaters or they take on a new meaning now this time of the year.
What is our buzzer beater count up to over in the River Valley now?
Well, we had 5 weeks in a row, and then we didn't have one last week, but postseason play always brings out some of those moments, so we're looking for a couple of more.
All right. Well, before we get into some chat about next week's games, we want to thank the sponsor for our show, West Termite. Take control of your pests with West, whether it's termites, mosquitoes, bed bugs, weeds, or lawn disease. West has the experience serving Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma since 2003. Book your free consultation online today at westtermite.com. All right, guys, ready?
You got to get ready.
Got to get his signs.
You hold up the sign and we'll say them.
Okay.
After all, West
knows pests best. Welcome back to Prep Rally. Let's get into some games this week, y'all.
Okay, well, let's jump right to it, Sydney. The 6A West Conference title will be decided more than likely Tuesday night at Wildcat Arena in Harbor.
Harbor
hosts Fort Smith Northside. Mm-hmm. The Lady Wildcats can clinch the conference title with a win, or if they just beat Northside by, or if they lose Northside by, what is it, Leland? Five or less, four or less, something like that. Yep. So they could still lose and clinch number one seed.
Yeah.
They want to clinch it outright, though, so they want to win that game. Harbor won the first game 66-61. Northside can move into a tie if they are able to win. And if they win by more than five, they can get the number one seed.
Well, if there's anyone who can sneak up and beat this really talented Lady Wildcat team, it's Northside.
Well, ain't no sneaking up to it. Harbor knows how good Northside is, but I see what you're saying. I mean, you know, if anybody's capable, mm-hmm. it's Northside.
Yeah.
And now they're going to have to go there and play really well. There's probably going to be a great crowd there Tuesday night. And we'll just see what happens. But it's just like Leland and I were talking about. Don't you bet against Ricky Smith. He'll have something dialed up for Harbor that they haven't seen yet.
But see, you know, not me trying to be biased with, you know, Fayetteville, but I kind of said it's the triangle effect, Northside, Fayetteville, and Harbor. But, you know, it was close with Fayetteville, Northside, mm-hmm. and then obviously Northside and Harbor. But then Fayetteville losing by 30 both times to, you know, Harbor. So I'd like to see that also be close in a state tournament.
I'd really rather not talk about Fayetteville and Harbor because I did pick Fayetteville to win that game. So
well, but that's what I'm saying. I know their potential, and I know that they can have a game like 66-61 against Harbor.
Harbor's got it's an important one on the boys' side. Mm-hmm. They're in contention for the conference championship along with Fayetteville, and that's going to come right down to the wire, I think. So,
well, that one we are hoping, you know, a little bit that Harbor gets to the state tournament, because Sammy Hensey did say that if they get to the state tournament, he'll sing us a ballad.
Well, they're
going to
get there. They're there. You might as well go ahead and record the ballad. I mean, they're there. It's just a question of, you know, are they going to be a one or a two?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of really interesting 6A West games, and they're interesting mm-hmm. on Friday. It's Harbor at Springdale, so the Battle of Springdale. You got the Battle of Rogers, Heritage and Rogers, Fayetteville and Bentonville, always a great rivalry.
Who's the betterville?
Yeah, the Vills. So that's Friday's games. Then in the 5A West, boy, there's a lot of just mm-hmm. important things going on. Now, Farmington is running away with both the conference titles on the boys and girls side.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in the lower levels, and especially on the boys. You know, what you got is you got Van Buren, Mountain Home, Asylum Springs, all fighting for two playoff spots. So three teams, two spots, somebody's not going to make it. Farmington boys are in, Alma boys are in. You know, who's going to get those last two? And Leland, it's just like Tim Terry said on the Greenwood broadcast tonight. Just another exciting night in the 5A West.
Well, and you know, you mentioned a while ago, I'm going to pull out my Lee Corso and say, not so fast, my friends.
Oh, no.
The Mountain Home Lady Bombers are just a game back of Farmington, and they play Tuesday night. So that's 12-0 versus 11-1. Now, obviously, Farmington is the favorite. But I tell you, that trio for Mountain Home of Mitchell, Yonkers, and Fosness, you know, they both, or all three of them, went over recent milestones. Two of them at 1,000 points, one of them at 1,500. So that's three seniors that have combined for 3,500 points in their career. So I guarantee you, they're not going to go down without a fight on Tuesday night. And then the boys, wow, huge games all week. Alma had senior night on Friday night, so they have to finish on the road, including going to Van Buren on Tuesday night, which is fighting for that third spot. There's a lot going on this week, especially Tuesday night with the final rivalry night in Fort Smith or in the River Valley.
There might be a few fist fights break out in that Battle of the Bone, don't you think?
It is going to be, I'm sure, a very physical game and a very hard fought game, and it will be a, as we like to say, a raucous atmosphere.
A raucous atmosphere.
Well, and then the game's on Friday. You know, you have Van Buren at Farmington to close out the regular season, and then Alma's got to make the trip to Siloam. And that's going to be really important probably for the Panthers to win that one just to even get in the tournament. And Mountain Home, you mentioned them, you know, their boys have got kind of a tough road. They've got Farmington, I think, on Tuesday, and then have Greenwood. So when you put Farmington in the mix, it just really makes things difficult all the way around on both sides of it from the boys and girls' perspective.
Well, all right, you guys. Before we get into the top five and gimme five, we want to remind everyone that NWAOnline.com and RiverValleyDemocratGazette.com are the premier spots to get all the latest news and all things high school sports. Subscribe to our newsletter to get the top stories every week. And additionally, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Prep Rally Sports, where we share exclusive interviews and lots of fun. Get your hand out of my shot and all of that stuff.
Oh, it really was in the shot. Wow.
Yeah. And, see all the stuff that we do with a lot of the players. And with that being said, let's get into the top five. Leland, take it away.
Hi, my name is Abby Arnell. I'm from Paris, and this is the River Valley Gimme Five.
This is the Gimme Five in the River Valley Democrat Gazette, and these are the top five performances of the last week in the River Valley, where we celebrate all the way up and down the Gimme Five district tournaments. Number five, Mansfield and Paris girls went to a battle in the district tournament, the 3A-4 last week at Charleston. Kaylee Ward of Mansfield scored 24 points, 14 rebounds, and had 7 blocks in a 51-33 win over Paris, which was led by Riley Potts, who had 16 points, 16 rebounds, and 4 block shots in that confrontation. Number four, the Paris Eagles, led by the trio of Brady Owen, Court Tincleave, and Josh Honey, combined for 39 points as the number three seed Eagles knocked off Lamar 53-50 in the semifinals to advance to the championship game on Saturday night. And then in another head-to-head matchup, number three, Maddox Terry of Charleston helped the number four seed to 2 wins in the district tournaments. And then in a close loss to Subiaco on Thursday night, scored 37 points and had 11 rebounds. And in the 3 games that Charleston played in the district tournament, he scored 84 points for the Tigers. Number two, Justice Butler in that same game for Subiaco Academy, 39 points and 10 rebounds to lead Subi to the win over Charleston, and then went on and scored 16 points on Friday night to lead Subi to the district championship with 55 points in the two games. And then number one, our River Valley Democrat Gazette Players of the Week, County Line's Parker Winicky led the Indians to the conference and district tournament championship with a win on Friday night. And then the girls, Charleston, Kylie Lensing came off the bench for Charleston and helped them beat Mansfield, the top seed, on Friday night for their district championship. And then also came off the bench and had 11 points against Lavaca on Thursday night in a semifinal win. And then big shout outs to Muldrow's Jana Armour, who won her 500th game as a head coach, all at Muldrow last week. And then, Graham, how about this? These are the ones that added 1,000 points in their career last week. Addie Lays of Scranton, Parker Sevenstar of Muldrow, Kylie Gallagher of Panama, sophomore Demonte Owens of Roland, junior Cambry Bear of Salisaw Central went over the 1,500-point mark and also the 500-rebound mark. And then also Josh Brunk of Salisaw Central, he went over the 1,000-point mark, and he's close to also adding 1,000 rebounds in his career.
So you're telling me we have a sophomore that's already hit 1,000 points.
Demonte Owens is really good.
I hear that.
Hi, my name is Dawson. This is the NWA Top 5. Go Hellbenders.
Well, it wouldn't be the Top 5 if I didn't have a bonus. Little nugget I found in the roundup the other day. The School for Advanced Studies, the Fighting Hellbenders, for the first time in school history, their boys picked up a win on the basketball court, 51-42 over Founders Classical last week. Now, the Hellbenders did have two forfeit wins last season, and in this game, things were not looking good. They were down by as many as 11. But they came back. Gabe Treadwell had 17 points. Eli Combs and Alex Thompson both hit big shots. I think they sang during media day too, you guys. I think they participated in the basketball karaoke. So good to see the School for Advanced Studies Hellbenders with their first win on the court. And leading us into the top five, you know, Easton McCullough is a really good player, Sydney. Did you know that?
Yeah, we've interviewed her.
She had 47 points, 9 rebounds, 6 steals, 6 assists, and a blowout win over Russellville. The numbers, she's like putting up video game numbers. It's just ridiculous. Number 4, Damarian Marley from Bentonville had 30 points in a 71-68 win at Rogers last Tuesday. Thank goodness that game did not go into 4 overtimes. But Damarian Lee had a big role in leading the Tigers to the win. Number 3, how about the Harrison Lady Goblins? So on Friday, they got off to a really good start at Van Buren. They were up 15-6 in the first quarter. Eventually, Van Buren cut that to 22-20 at halftime. And Van Buren was actually ahead 35-28 going into the fourth quarter. Well, Harrison opened up the fourth quarter on a 13-0 run. They went on an 18-1 run overall in the quarter and came back and stunned the Lady Pointers on their home floor. Just a nice win to see for the Lady Goblins, who were, I believe, 3-8 coming into the game in the conference. And really, their conference postseason hopes were not very good to begin with. But still, you could still have some great wins even when maybe things aren't looking so great. Number 2, Jabari Washington, Springdale Harbor, had 43 point mark there, Leland. That's the second time we've seen that this year. You just got to keep updating your list. Harbor had 96 points in a 96-75 win over Rogers Heritage last Tuesday. Jabari, 43 points. What a great night he had. He's really playing his best basketball of the year here at the end. Number 1. The Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette Players of the Week this week. Peyton Cottle of Fayetteville had 37 points as Fayetteville defeated Springdale in overtime. A shout out to Charlene Hudson. She had 34. Two really good players, great kids. And we'll look forward to seeing what else they can do the rest of this season. And number one, we've talked about him earlier. Our guy, Landon Price of Bentonville West, let's show it again. Hits the game-winning three-pointer as time expired for Bentonville West, 48-45 win over Bentonville. And, you know, our guy Josh Jennings did a great job, got video of this game-winning shot. The pass from Drake Tidwell, you know, Leland, everybody talks about the shot Christian Laettner hit for Duke in the NCAA tournament all those years ago.
I remember that shot.
He never makes the shot if he doesn't get the pass. Drake exactly. Tidwell with the pass that finds Landon Price, and Price took a couple dribbles and let it fly, and game winner for the Wolverines. And that is our top five of the week.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and we'll see if some of our predictions actually come true next week. This is Prep Rally.